I ask you to turn your Bibles this morning to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 3. Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 3. Beginning in verse number 1. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair, and a leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locust and wild honey. And then went out to him Jerusalem and all of Judea, and all the region round about Jordan. And they were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto him, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance, and think not to stay within yourselves. We have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. And I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." Father, we thank you today that we have this opportunity that we can come. And Father, today we look into your word. We pray that you'll take the word of God today and apply it to our hearts and our lives and make us understand the great love you had for all of humanity by sending your son, Jesus Christ, to become our Savior and Redeemer. This morning, Father, I pray for each place across this world today where the word of God is being proclaimed, that you might give the words tonight a mighty voice, that you might let the Holy Spirit of God speak to all hearts today, and may Jesus be lifted up and glorified. For it's in his name that we pray. Amen and amen. I want you to look this morning with me for just a few minutes at a man named John the Baptist. You know, one man said this morning about him, it made him really stop and think when he began to read and study the life that God gives us of this man by the name of John this morning. John was quite a unique character in the Scripture. And today as we look at him, I pray that the Lord will show us today the great man that John the Baptist was, and how he was strong and uncompromising in his faith this morning. And so, for just a little while, let's look today at the preaching of John the Baptist. You see, we see, first of all, the man. The Bible declares that in John chapter 1 and verse number 6, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. You see, this morning, John the Baptist was a man who was sent from God. He was God's messenger this morning. We need to be particularly attuned today when we know that God is speaking. And he's speaking this morning through a man by the name of John the Baptist. I thought this morning about when I used to work, and I would ride around the countryside, and I was listening one day to a black preacher by the name of Reuben Field, who was originally from down in the Delta of Mississippi. And he was talking about when he was a young boy. And he said he lived on a gravel road. He liked to go out in that gravel road and play with his little cars. And he said, I'd get out in that gravel road and I'd be making me some roads and playing with my little cars. And he said one of my sisters would come up to the porch and she'd say, Reuben, you better get out of that road, you're going to get run over. He'd say, I just go, and go back to playing. He said, in a little while, another one of my sisters to come out on that porch, and she'd say, "Reuben, you get out of that road, you're going to get hurt." He said, "I just go, hmm." He said, in a little while, so one of them sisters come out on the porch, and she'd say, "Reuben, Mama said for you to get out of that road." And he said, "I got out of that road." He said, it wasn't what they said, it was who said say it. This morning we need to be careful, because you see, when John the Baptist come, he was a man who was sent from God. He was God's messenger this morning. He was the one that came from God to bring a message. And we find this morning that as he was sent from God, we need to stop and we need to look and we need to listen to what God has to say through this man by the name of John the Baptist. The last book in the Old Testament, of course, is the book of Malachi. And from the time that Malachi closed out his book, that when the son of had come with healing in his wings, until Matthew opens up today, there were some 400 years of blackness without any prophetic light at all. 400 years of silence when God did not send a prophetic voice. But suddenly, onto the scene burst in an unexpectedly time a man by the name of John the Baptist. God sent a voice this morning. A bright and a shining light is what Jesus himself said about John the Baptist this morning. Jesus said that there was no man that was ever born of a woman that could be compared to John the Baptist. That's quite a compliment this morning. John the Baptist this morning was the bright and the shining light that came into this world. He was God's prophetic voice of his hour. And he came this morning to bring a message from God. And we need to listen. When Jesus said no man could compare to John the Baptist that was born of a woman, you begin to think of all the greats of the Old Testament. You think about Moses, God's messenger, God's deliverer for the nation of Israel. You think this morning about Isaiah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel, Daniel and Amos, and all of those Old Testament prophets that stood for God, for Joshua, who led the nation of Israel into the promised land. Yet Jesus said that above all of them stood this man by the name of John the Baptist. A man this morning who was in a class all by himself. Yet today I would dare say that if John the Baptist came on the scene this morning as he did in that hour, most churches this morning and showed up in any church that we could probably think of today, he'd probably be asked to leave. You see, John's idea of a two-piece suit was a camel's hair coat and a leather girdle. That was how he came dressed. He was a rough-looking man. He didn't come, as Jesus said, wearing soft raiment. He didn't come today to be pampered this morning. John the Baptist came today to bring a message from God. The Bible says that his diet consisted of locusts and wild honey. That seems to be a kind of a different diet this morning, doesn't it? That tells us today that John the Baptist this morning came this morning and he came not preaching for money. John the Baptist wasn't preaching today for what he could get out of it and what he could line his paper, his pockets with. He wasn't this morning trying to make all the money that he could so he could have a great retirement down the road. This morning, John the Baptist wasn't preaching so that he might become a popular figure in town. He wasn't preaching today so that he might receive the praise of men. Jesus this morning said in Luke chapter number 7 and verse number 24, as Jesus here speaks about John the Baptist, he says these words. He said, "What went out you to see in the wilderness? To see a reed shaken with the wind? But what went out ye for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they which are gorgeously apparelled and live delicately are in the king's court. But what went out ye to see? A prophet. Yea, and I say unto you, much more than a prophet." You see, Jesus said today that here was a man who was in the wilderness of Judea. And he was preaching the message of God because he was a man that was sent from God with a message from God. We find today that he spent 30 years getting ready for a very short ministry. John the Baptist didn't preach very long. His ministry didn't last for a great number of years. But John the Baptist was a man who was sent from God with a message from God. What a man. What a man this morning. And he came, the Bible said that in Matthew chapter 3 in our text this morning, the Bible says that when he came into the wilderness this morning, preaching in the wilderness of Judea. You see, John the Baptist came into a wilderness. It first of all was a wilderness geographically. He lived out in the wilderness. Locust and wild honey is diet. But it was more than that today. It was a time of a wilderness morally. The morals of the times were very lax. It was a time of political and religious and all kind of wilderness today. It was a jungle that had been attacked by Satan. John the Baptist came into the wilderness preaching the message of God. We live in a wilderness this morning. We look around us and we see all the things that are going on in our world. And I definitely would say to you today that we're living in the days that parallel the days of John the Baptist. We're living in times today that parallel the times of John the Baptist. And God sent a man by the name of John on the scene this morning to preach and to prepare the way of the Lord. You see, he was God's bulldozer. The Bible says in verse number 3, "For prepare ye the way of the Lord and make his path straight." You read over in the book of Isaiah about that, and he's lowering the hills. He's doing all of those things. He's making the way of the Lord. He's building a highway to Jesus. But what was his message? What did John the Baptist come preaching this morning? "And in those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Repent ye. He came preaching repentance. Several years ago, the American Tract Society put up a cash prize of $1,000, and this was back in the 1930s when $1,000 was a great deal of money. And they put up a cash prize of $1,000 for someone who could write a tract or a booklet that would best be used for evangelism. And the winner was a man by the name of Harry Arnside, who at that time was the pastor of the Moody Memorial Church in Chicago, Illinois. And the name of the little pamphlet was called Except Ye Repent. And the reason Harry Arnside said that he wrote that book was because he was afraid that we were living in times when people today had been not taught that Jesus said, "Except you repent." And that repentance was beginning to be the last and lost word in salvation. This morning we need to understand what John the Baptist came. He came preaching to these people of his hour that you need to repent. That you need to turn around. An old hymn said, "Leave the sins that I've done before and show that I earnest in grief by doing them no more." You see, this morning, repentance is not sorry that you got caught doing something. A lot of people get caught and then they're sorry. That's worldly sorrow. That this morning is sorry that you might lose your job or that you might lose your spouse or that you might lose your position, that you might lose your reputation in the community, and you're sorry that you got caught. But repentance this morning is godly sorrow. That's being sorry that you sinned against a holy God. And now you're ready to turn around and go in the other direction. The Apostle Paul, writing to the church at Thessalonica in the first epistle and chapter number 1, says this about when he came into Thessalonica preaching the word of God. And this is what they did. The Bible says, For they themselves show us what manner of entering in we had unto you, how that you turned to God and from idols to serve the living and true God and to wait for his Son from heaven. This morning, that's what real repentance is. When you turn from your idols, when you turn from your sin, when you turn this morning, and now you're ready to serve the true and the living God. It's a lost word in salvation anymore. How many times do you reckon that word will be used in church services across America today? Yet we find that in the scripture, the Bible said that God commandeth men everywhere to repent. That's God's commandment. That's what God says we have to do today. Except you repent, you shall likewise perish, Jesus said this morning. I heard a preacher one time say, well, what are you going to repent from? He was mocking and making fun about repentance. And I thought, well, you silly fool, you repent of all your dirty rottenness, your sin, and your wickedness today. For all of those things you've done against God. For all of those things this morning you've done against the word of the Lord today. I want to tell you this morning, John the Baptist came on the scene, and when he came on the scene, God sent a message by him, and that message was repent. 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 For the kingdom of God is at hand. Somebody said, well, that was for that time. You see, John the Baptist was preaching the king is coming. The Messiah was on his way. The Lamb of God had already been born. And the king was coming unto his own. He was preparing a people for the king of his time. How is that relevant for us today? Well, let me tell you, this morning the king is coming. Let me tell you, Jesus Christ is on his way again. As I look around our world today, and as John the Baptist looked around his, and he was preaching for a people and preparing them for the Messiah that was coming on the scene, let me tell you this morning, we need to be preaching because the King is coming this morning. Amen. I saw a bumper sticker not long ago, and it said, Jesus is coming and he's mad, and actually had a few more words than that. And somebody said, that's kind of sacrilegious, isn't it? I don't think so. Jesus is coming, and this morning Jesus is going to be mad when he gets here. Somebody says, now wait a minute, preacher. Well, let's look what the scripture said. Don't take my word for it, but you listen to what the word of God teaches us this morning. You see, in the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter number 1, the Apostle Paul tells us what's going to happen when the Lord Jesus comes again. A lot of folks today, they got this idea that everything's going to be great. But listen to what he said in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, beginning in verse 8. Or let me just, verse 7, and to you who are troubled, rest with us. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because of our testimony among you was believed in that day. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, this morning Jesus is coming. And we need to have a people prepared for him. And to be prepared for him, it's the same as John the Baptist was preaching, that the kingdom of God is at hand. If you want to enter the kingdom of God, you have to repent. You have to turn around this morning. You see, preaching today is not what a lot of people think it is. It's really, preaching today is about turning men to God. It's about bringing the message today of the salvation that is present in Jesus Christ through the cross of Calvary and the resurrection from the dead. And the message today is to turn men back to God. It's this morning to bring them from darkness into light. It's this morning to bring them out of the kingdom of Satan into the kingdom of God. You see, it's not this morning about what we can do, but it's this morning about what God has already done. And this morning that he loved humanity so much that he sent his Son to be our Savior today. and that he's coming again one day, and when he comes, he's going to take vengeance on them that obey not the gospel, that do not know God. But there's an opportunity in this hour and this time to turn to God, to repent, and be saved. You see, verse number 7, he says something that probably would not be politically correct today, because here come a bunch of religious folks down to see John, to hear him preach. You know what he called them? Look what he said. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said to them, O generation of vipers, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? He said, you're here, but you're just a bunch of snakes in the grass. You're here today, you're trying to fool everybody, but you haven't fooled God. You see, he says in verse number 8, bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. He said repentance brings fruits. When you turn to God, it produces something in your life. The Bible says that we're new creations, we're new creatures, and old things are passed away and all things are become new. We have a new desires, we have new decisions, we this morning have a new destination. Things are different when you turn to God. When you repent this morning and God reaches down through his marvelous grace and saves you, so there's things different about you. There's something that happens to you, and there's fruit that begin to be produced in your life. Amen. These folks that run around and say, I'm a Christian and I'm going to heaven, and they have no fruits that the Bible can identify this morning. I would imagine if John the Baptist were on the scene this morning, they wouldn't like John the Baptist very much, because he'd say, no, you're not going to heaven. You better get right with God. Many, many, many will never pass the fruits meet for repentance. You see, the message that John the Baptist came proclaiming in that hour was turn to God. Repent and get back with the Lord. But what was his method? He really had no financial backing. Didn't have anybody with a lot of money behind him sending him forth. He had really the favor of no one. The Romans hated him. The Jews hated him. The religious folks hated him. You see, this morning he wasn't currying the favor of every person in town. He wasn't running around trying to be the politician. He wasn't this morning trying to do everything that he could to be popular and bring forth folks out to his congregation. But this morning he was preaching the Word of God. He had the favor of hardly anybody. But you see, John the Baptist was simply on fire for God. He was preaching the plain truth under the power of the Holy Spirit of the Lord today. I read so many things today about all the methods that we need to use. We need to organize, we need to this, and we need to that, and we need to do all of these other things, and this will win men to Christ. Let me tell you what wins men to Christ this morning, very simply. The Word of God and the Holy Spirit of God. And until we get back this morning to that the old preacher said was preaching, praying, and the power of God, then we're still going this morning to see men that are not turning to the Lord. John the Baptist came on the scene today, and his method was very simply. He preached the message that God sent under the power of the Holy Spirit, and men were saved this morning and turned to God. I believe with all of my heart this morning that God's still in the throne. I believe that he's still powerful today. I believe the Word of God is just as powerful today as it was the day that God penned it. And that the Holy Spirit today can still take that message of God and grip men's hearts and bring them to Jesus Christ. John the Baptist spent time with God. He spent time in prayer. But he was God's man for the time. As I said, our times parallel John the Baptist this morning. People are saying, what in the world can we do? We better be preaching the message of God. We better be this morning letting the people know that when you sin this morning, God's not pleased. And that the only way to salvation is repentance this morning. And when you turn to God, God will do something in your life and make you different. Amen. This world will stay the same until men are made different by the power of God. John the Baptist came on the scene. He was a very popular preacher, I'm sure. If he came today, he wouldn't be very popular. But he was still a man sent from God. We need some John the Baptists today. We need some folks that will stand for the truth and preach the word of God and point men to the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. All right, if you'll stand together with me, Brother Bruce, you and Barbara, come. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we've been together. We ask you to take this very simple message to use it for the honor and glory of him who loved us and gave himself for us. For it's in his precious holy name that we pray. Amen and amen.